Mitch Payton, it's been a long time since you lost an overall here at Lakewood, but today you did, but it was really, really close.
Well, we had the overall until about a quarter lap to go. Yeah. And Blake rode really good, and you know, we thought we had it, and looks like Roczen and Barcia got together, and Roczen fell down, and that we needed him to finish second for us to win the overall, and Justin got second overall, second in that moto, which gave him the overall, so we finished second.
It was quite a race for all those guys, although Baggett, his lap times again, he got just a good enough start that he needed, so that when he did kick it in overdrive, he was gone.
No, he rode a really good race, you know, like he kind of worked his way, like Ivan got a really good start. Ivan was, he might have even got the whole shot or second, and then Blake was probably eighth, and then got up in the fifth pretty quick, and then he could see those guys, and they kind of picked him down, and then when he got by Roczen, and then he got by Barcia and got into the lead, and then he laid down some really, really fast laps. And that was nice. So he got him about a 10-second gap, and then just maintained.
And then in the first moto, you know, Roczen held off Blake bad for that last lap, and then Roczen fell, and it's really the German's fault today. Because had Blake got by Roczen in the first moto, he would have had the overall.
Yeah. And that was even close, the first moto, when they went up the hill by the hay bale or whatever. But, no, it's a good race. It's a long series, and, you know, you're not supposed to do anything stupid this early, but anyway, I'm proud of him. He rode a really good moto. I'm really stoked on Ivan today. First moto, he kind of stubbed his knee a little bit, but second moto, he got a great start and rode good. And then, Tickle, finally, good start and great finish.
We talked about that last week. You were like, when he needs a start. He got one, unfortunately, DNF in the first moto, but second moto was great.
Yep. No, I'm hoping that'll be a big, like a mental boost for him, you know, like if he knows he can run up there and then he won't, or I hope it is, you know, and especially the starts. He needs to be up there on the starts. That's, even in Supercross, that was his biggest, you know, I think, downfall. So get a little better starts and I think he can be up there, and that would be really nice.
You run a pretty tight ship here. That's two DNFs in 2 weeks. Very rare in pro circuit team.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to the real here.
Yeah, no, we had two in a row on the 450, and I don't know, like, obviously, we need to do a little, we got to figure out what it is, and hopefully we can do that really quickly. You know, nowadays, obviously, like today with the electrical thing, it's like so hard to pinpoint. You don't even have time here, you know, so like what we talked about, we swapped everything, and then we'll look at it at the shop, and hopefully we can figure it out.
You feel this might affect pipe sales?
No, I think pipe sales hopefully are good. Yeah, I like pipes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.